you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, May 3rd, 2016. Joining me in the studio, Marianne Offenstein. Hey, thanks for being available for today's edition of Mark and Friends.
Absolutely.
And I'm a little disappointed because in my mind, I was going to right off the bat just have a few brief announcements and then get right into your book because I've promised our listeners for many weeks that we'd have
you back
to read some more stories.
Thank you. Come to find
that I didn't remind you to bring the book along.
Right. So, it does help to have the book.
Yes. So I don't know if you could do it quite from memory, so
Not
we're going to have to reschedule you for another time
Thank
to talk
you.
About that. But
Thank you.
There's a lot of things I know that we can talk about, and I did just hand you a recent correspondence that I received, and I even liked the post-it note because I guess this became official. They documented this in their meeting or board meeting.
This is a great letter. This is really special. Can I read the whole
thing? Yes.
Is there time?
Yeah, read even the post-it note.
Since I didn't bring my book, can I read the letter?
I got to have you read something.
Thank you. I like that. Okay, well, the post-it note, the yellow post-it note outside says, "Dear Mark, by official action of the faculty at today's meeting, blessings, Ken." And inside, it's from the Urbana Theological Seminary.
We have a lot of friends over there.
Oh, what a nice letter. To Mark Burns, Great News Radio, "Dear Mark, on the 20th anniversary of Great News Radio, all of us here on the faculty of Urbana Seminary celebrate with you. Thank you for following God's leading and the vision he gave you. He has used you in countless ways through his Spirit to impact so many lives through the words and music broadcast over the airwaves. Congratulations. God is good. He has evidently been at work from the start, first in your life as he imparted the vision of Christian radio in this area, and then in many homes and offices throughout the region as the gospel has gone out over and over. Thank you for being a friend to the wide range of ministries that God has placed in this area, including the seminary. We value your friendship and counsel and treasure your willingness to help us get the word out about God-honoring classes that unpack his word and truth. So many interviews and announcements, all appreciated and noticed. Thank you for all your help at so many junctures over the years. As Great News Radio and Urbana Seminary move forward into the next 20 years, we are excited to see what God will do through each ministry to move his kingdom forward and spread the gospel. In Christ, the faculty of Urbana Seminary." And then there's a group of signatures personally signed. I'm going to read those too. Mike McQueen, Joe Thomas, Todd Daly, Melody Green, Ken Cuffey, and Pete Spicola. I hope I said his name right.
I'm not sure. But isn't that nice? And I received that on behalf of our staff, on behalf of our listeners, our supporters, our board. I mean, I know it's addressed to me and referencing me, but that's really representing...
That's nice.
Or I take it as a representation of the staff and the team and all of us and even the donors and those that pray for this radio ministry. I mean, it's a whole team effort. But what an encouraging little note. And I appreciate the staff there. And Ken and I go way back. And Joe, we've had him interviewed before. And and Mike, I see him sometimes when I played racquetball. He plays basketball. Anyways, they're a great bunch there. And we're trying to figure out ways of collaborating. Sometimes they have visiting scholars in or special workshops. Or seminars that I've attended, or we want to feature who they're bringing in. So it's been a great partnership, and we appreciate the ministry work that God is doing through the Urbana Seminary.
Yeah, and you know, when you said that about bringing in these speakers and scholars, that reminds me of Monday's program, personally.
Oh, yes.
I learned a lot Monday morning, Mark, just listening to Dr. Lutzer.
If you didn't get a chance to tune in yesterday, that program is archived at greatnewsradio.org. We had Dr. Erwin Bern Lutzer. It was kind of a unique interview because a number of us broadcasters submitted questions about his new book, and so they kind of gave me all the questions that were asked, and then Dr. Lutzer answered them all, and so I kind of narrated and inserted my voice or asked the question or said, here's another question that was a follow-up to what he had to say about Martin Luther. And so if you missed yesterday's program, it went 30 minutes, so I had to preempt SRN News, and Joey did get to share his community calendar update.
I was sitting there, and I looked at the clock. I was like, 58, 59.
For those of you, I apologize. For those of you that were late to work, I apologize, because I know many people know that when the morning edition of Mark and Friends is over, SRN News is right there, and it's usually at 55. It's every 55, 5 minutes before the top of the hour. And so I knew as this went on and I was formulating the questions, I was like, oh, shoot, he still has three more answers to give.
Well, I'm glad let it go on. They were really worth hearing.
Yeah, it's a fascinating subject, and how our Christian faith has been built on these saints from the past and the Reformation and all the history. It's called Rescuing the Gospel, the Story and Significance of the Reformation by Dr. Erwin Lutzer. And if you tuned in yesterday, I was mentioning our bus trip up to Chicago is full. We are taking a waiting list, so if you stop by our website, greatnewsradio.org, there's a chance that somebody can't go, or there's an opening or two, but it looks like we're going to have our 55 passengers to go up to the Moody Church on the 22nd.
You guys are going to walk along Navy Pier, right?
Yes, in fact, I didn't know this till yesterday. Somebody sent me a little notice. They're doing a major renovation and a new Ferris wheel, and they're going to build a hotel on Navy Pier and new restaurants and updates, so some of that's going on.
Navy Pier.
Yeah, the thought was initially we were going to have lunch at Moody Church and have it catered in, but because of this being Dr. Lutzer's last Sunday and so many other things going on, that didn't work. And then the restaurant that I was going to utilize a few blocks from Moody Church, that was all full. And then I thought, well, if we do Navy Pier, there's a number of restaurants
there. Yes, there is.
So here's what I'm going to end up doing. Nobody knows this yet, but I might as well mention
it
now. I'll send out an email, but I'm basically going to probably be handing everyone about $18 back. So on the bus, I'll say, here, everyone gets $18, and there's like four different nice restaurants along Navy Pier.
Okay.
And so they can pick out whether they want to go to, I think it's Harry Carey's, and they have like sandwiches, or there's a seafood restaurant further down, or some of the other restaurants,
it's
are. Yeah, so there's a lot of different options.
So you're going to hand them the money.
So I'll give them the money
back. That's great, Mark. Well, that's honest.
And then that way, if those that want to explore and walk along that whole Navy Pier and enjoy, hopefully it's going to be a nice sunny day. It's a very fun walk, and it's festive, and a lot's going on.
Why do they call it North Pier now? What happened?
Well, yeah, it was always Navy Pier.
Right.
Actually, before that, I was reading some of the history. It used to be called something else even before Navy Pier.
I didn't know that.
Back in, I don't know, the early 1900s. I forget what it was. I read it briefly, and then I was intrigued about all the remodeling and the hotel and the new Ferris wheel and some of the other additions. But I figured somebody that just wants to sit around can stay in the restaurant or stay in that vicinity. And so we'll probably have about two total hours, an hour to eat and then an hour to walk around Navy
Pier.
Well,
I think you and I should just be sales reps for Navy Pier or something like that.
Yeah, that's
right. We're getting going here.
Get a little kickback for this little announcement.
Yeah, I bet there'll be a lot of people joining in after they hear us talk about North Navy Pier.
Yeah, if we get over 40 more on a waiting list, we'll do another bus. But at this point, it looks like we'll have that first bus, and we have a number of other opportunities coming up in the next few weeks. But let me announce, I know we want to talk about Papalicious, but there's people that are putting up the Great News Radio sign in their yards, and they're sending in or texting in photographs, and we're going to do a whole poster board of it.
Oh, that's fun.
So we have our first three winners far.
Winners.
Now I have a number of other people that have submitted.
Drum roll.
And even if you're employed or a volunteer, you work with the radio ministry, everyone's eligible.
Oh.
You just have to put that sign up in your yard.
Oh, for heaven's
take
sake.
A picture and send it
in. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so, you know, get your sign out, Marianne.
Okay.
But our first winner is Steve and Alice Hansen from Urbana.
Yay.
And he sent in a photograph of the sign right in his window, but he said something about where he works. And I thought, is that his workplace? It looks like a home. And he said, well, I work from home.
Oh, that works.
So it's like, looks like his living room front window.
His sign isn't going to get rained on.
Yes. It's indoors, cared for. So we'll send out something nice, and it'll include a Texas Roadhouse appetizer coupon.
Oh, yeah.
Still have a few of those to give
those
away.
Oh, those are great.
Some kind of book or resource. And then Jason Schiffo, he was like second one to send it in.
No.
Yes, it's right in his front yard. You know, there's three different signs. There's one that's 89.3 FM.
Right.
And there's one that's 89.3 and 102.5 mm-hmm. that's, you know, better for like Danville.
Get?
Or he had the 89.3 and 102.5. But down the road from him, one of his neighbors, he said, their sign has all four of the frequencies and the God Listens You Can Too logo.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, there's three different signs. He goes, oh, I didn't know that. And then there's just like the 89.3. So people towards Danville or Indiana,
right.
That's their frequency. So it'd be more appropriate for them to have that than the four frequencies because it gets kind of complicated. But there's like a 103.9 in Indiana.
Yeah.
That if they listen to that, you could get confused by seeing that sign.
Yeah.
So anyways, Jason Schiffo will be awarded some kind of prize or gift. And then Becky Lyle from Champaign, right on Kirby Avenue. So a lot of people see that sign and it's right up near our house. And we appreciate Becky and then Jason and Tasha and Steve and Alice for having those signs up. And we'll have these available at future events. And I'll probably have them on the bus up to Chicago at the upcoming Ivan Parker gathering. And also when we take the motor coach to Springfield, we'll
have these in tote bags.
Yeah, lots going on.
So what are you going to give these people?
I haven't decided yet. There's still some gifts. You know that prize cabinet over there?
Yeah.
I'm going to pull out some things from there. And
yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
I still have a few boxes of stuff that we packed up from our big events.
Right.
So I'll just pull some out of there. And and then the appetizer coupon and probably a book, some kind of book. So we'll get those in the mail in the next few days.
So get those signs out.
Yeah, get those signs out. Everyone take a picture and send them in. You can email them to staff@greatnewsradio.org. I don't know if I want everyone texting my cell phone.
I was going to say.
Those of you that know my cell phone, text me a picture. Otherwise, just send it in. Or if you want to do the old-fashioned way, you know, take a picture and mail it to P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or so many people with their phones, just email it to staff@greatnewsradio.org. And we'll create a photograph out of it, add it to our poster board, and you'll become eligible to win a prize. Now, we do have a prize couple.
Yes.
That were a part of our gift box that are selling that
Papalicious gourmet popcorn out of Chicago. Go get some. It's at Marketplace Mall.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you. Well, two things. First, I have to say this first, because I know you know Russell, and you'll start talking about him, because you do that. But
Russell and Denise, sweet couple.
No, backing up about the popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
The favorite kind of popcorn that they have in Chicago is the caramel cheddar mix. However, I just want to put out there that the cheddar all by itself is some of the most magnificent popcorn you will ever taste. And it is so, so good.
Yeah, we had some of that at our gathering volunteers, and people were just, going to say, sucking that up.
Well,
I don't know, they were enjoying it.
I brought that right after I talked to Russell and got the coupon.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You brought it in. Good stuff.
And Russell went to Israel with you, right? Because he said that. Yeah.
Yeah, he and Denise. And, we're going to have another trip coming up next year, February, March of 2017, a 10-day life-changing trip. Pastor Jason Schiffo has agreed to help facilitate the teaching and the special prayer time, and we'll have communion in the Garden Tomb. I can't wait. The other day, I was sitting next to Randy and Debbie Graham at a concert, and they said something, and probably for 10 straight minutes, I started telling stories about Israel, and Holly's eyes were popping out. She was like, wow, you really get excited. And I said, Holly, this is the longest I've ever not taken people to Israel. It'll be nearing 2 years. I said, I was going 1 to 3 times every year for a number of years. And I said, I'm just so excited about what Jason is putting together for materials and study resources before. Mm-hmm. He kind of does a pre-trip orientation meeting to get people connected and excited about the trip. And then there's like a booklet that while we're on the trip to take notes and reference like the tabernacle and different things we'll be talking about. And then it's just a great resource with scriptures and information on various sites and the biblical record. Anyways,
you really never do get tired of it.
No. And
So your eyes light up when you
really starting to get pumped for this trip, and just know that God's going to do some unique things once again. So you can find out more about that at greatnewsradio.org, along with the Ivan Parker Singing Men concert, our motor coach to the state capitol, and then the trip up to Chicago. I guess at this point, you can add your name to a waiting list, and we'll see if we get enough people to get another busload up there.
This trip to Springfield, is Franklin Graham, is he going around the whole country?
Yeah, all
doing?
50 states, 50 state capitals.
That makes sense. Not just Illinois.
Nope. This is one of many. I mean, a few days later, he'll be in another state capital. So it's kind of like a rally. There'll be some music, and he'll do some preaching, talking about the importance of praying up our leaders and the future of our country. And then there'll be some prayer time. So,
well, the National Day of Prayer is coming up, isn't it?
Yes. In fact, I know Jason's doing something in Muhammad at the city building, and other people will be gathering. I think there's something in Urbana at the courthouse. I saw somebody, he said, hey, can you promote it? I said, just send in the information, tell me about it.
Roger Weisgarber had posted something. I guess Monticello is doing like a prayer walk that day. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's May 5th, so that's in a couple days.
Oh, is it May 5th?
Yeah, first Thursday. First Thursday of every month. Yeah, so.
National Day of Prayer, folks.
Be there or get talked about.
That's exciting.
You've heard that before, right?
I love the National Day of Prayer. I just didn't. May is like, I didn't even. It's here.
Yeah, it's here, and it's moving fast.
Yeah,
so.
It is.
Oh, okay. Papalicious. Yeah, that's over at Marketplace Mall, right in the middle. I don't know.
The smell will direct you.
Yeah. You can't miss the smell. And they're a great couple. Yeah, usually one of the two are there. Serving and letting you have a little sample.
It's
and
a fun little place. Yeah, they do. They have
variety.
I've had two, three samples.
That's what do they call it? A kiosk? Last time I saw them, they were getting ready to be able to do some of it right there.
Oh, they do.
Oh, do they do
right
that
there.
Now? I haven't seen that since they started doing that.
There's like this oven popper thing, and he was shoveling popcorn out. I felt like I was at the fair. I loved it.
Oh, great. Yeah, they're a neat couple.
Yeah.
Okay, so we gave away some gifts to be determined. Papalicious, we talked about Dr. Lutzer. Oh, no, that one, I'm still working. I'm trying to work out a deal with the Muhammad IGA, and Tootsie Roll couldn't mail me these directly.
People can't see it, but you have a candy bar.
I don't want to disclose. This will be one of the gifts if I can pull this off.
It's a secret, folks.
Yeah, I really like that. It's like, when I really like it, it's like people need to like this, too. I think they will. And so your book, I know you sold a few copies at the big event.
Yeah.
You probably would have sold more, but I guess they shut down the table early. She grew sick.
Yeah, she did. The family Christian manager, she wasn't feeling
That's
well.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Hey, I never got your reflections on the big event. Now we're almost a month removed,
but
you had a strategic role in helping with the volunteers beforehand, assembling the 500 gift boxes, and then the day of the event, being there and available and coordinating things and helping with the big line of people and then witnessing just all that God did that evening.
Yeah, it was amazing. Really, what a magnificent time. You could feel something in the air. And, you know, I had spent all those many long hours collecting all these coupons and talking to sponsors and all this, and then to suddenly see this thing happen.
And for those of you unfamiliar with Marianne, you were in the part of the program that we handed out at the big event. It says Marianne Offenstein is our project manager and listener relations specialist with a focus on preparation for our 20th birthday celebration. She has a degree in Christian education and is a certified life coach as well as an author. She enjoys nature, animals, music, history, and hearing people's stories. And so primarily the last, I guess, 5 or so months, that was one of your major responsibilities, is helping me pull together all the various details and businesses and sponsors for the big event. And we're continuing to find key responsibilities and duties and different things for you to do in the days ahead. You were a big part of that whole event.
Thank you very much. You asked some of my thoughts, I guess, on that event. One is I was very impressed with the volunteers that came out to help. I mean, you had said, I was kind of concerned. I'm like, oh, there's not going to be enough people to do this. And you're like, no, they'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
You just like knew it. Yeah. You didn't even have no worry on your part. You're like, no, they'll show up. They'll be there. And my goodness.
And the quality of the volunteer.
Oh.
I mean, I think you were telling me, Mark, and, you know, I don't want to single out people,
I
but
know, it's hard
you
not
knew
to.
This person, and then I said, hey, they have volunteered, they've been there, they're tested and true, they know how to handle fluctuating or varying situations, and so, you got to see some of the best of the best.
Yeah. I know it's very hard to not single out people, because there were so many to single out, and they were very, it was very impressive.
Yeah.
The good-natured spirit. Mm-hmm. Of those folks, very impressive.
And their expertise and the quality customer service. I mean, they're gems.
Yeah.
And some of them spent many hours. I've highlighted a few that were that week, 30-plus hours of 10-hour days to various things. They'd say, hey, you need this? They'd just go out and buy it and
go
bring
it
back.
Yeah.
Or take the initiative, or, hey, let's do this. This radio ministry is very blessed with people that God has raised up.
It is. And I was struck with the people that gave finances, the people that gave time, the people that gave just good-hearted joining in. And I don't think you can buy that kind of listenership. I don't know if that's a word. But listenership.
It is now.
Yeah, I just coined a word. I don't think you could ever buy that kind of listenership as what this radio station has.
Yeah. I was telling you, Holly and I got to treat Ken and Jan Roderick out at Applebee's on Sunday. And we just shared testimonies of the event. And then they did all those desserts for the meet and greet on the Saturday, you know, the 2 weeks removed. And they're just called to do that. And they said, what other things are you going to need?
Oh.
I said, you know what? Ivan Parker, there's going to be a special meet and greet. And it'd be great to have some desserts. Otherwise, I'd just go to Sam's Club and they're going, count on us. And what else? And I said, you know, if we ever have an event center, you know, food is a good thing to rally people around. What other desserts can you make?
And, you know, the thing is I interviewed Jan for the next Prime Lifetimes article.
Yeah, when will that be coming out?
That one will be in June.
Okay.
And she is such a behind-the-scenes individual. She does not want acclaim and everything, but it's hard to stop talking about her with those desserts.
Wanted to get her and her husband in the studio, but at least for now, they're just like, hey, we like to serve in this way, and what gems, what great followers of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes,
well, to play some SRN news.
to make up for
yesterday and other days.
That's right.
We're going to close out our program. We're going to make sure that you have your book in your car.
Okay.
So next time we have you in here, we'll
talk a little
about your book, Memories of an African Son.
That's it.
And we'll talk about that some more, have you do some readings.
Thank you.
Thanks for staying on board with this radio ministry in the days ahead.
Oh,
we'll see how God leads. Keep praying up that event center. I don't know where God's going to move that. Maybe it'll be a year, maybe 2 years. Who knows? But that's something that I know you already have a vision for and can see God using in various ways.
So. Mark, God is always on the move.
Amen. And all God's people said, wow, is that loud? We can hear you all the way from Danville, Indiana, up north.
Great.
So thanks for listening,
everyone.
You know,
that's true, though. Like, God can hear all that at once.
Yeah, that's true.
I like that.
Yeah, he does.
God listens, you can too.
Yeah, oh, there we go. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Offenstein with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
God bless you.